Good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all your agricultural markets for today, after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best, provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
Well, strong gains continue to hold in cattle futures today as traders in both live cattle and feeder cattle markets significantly shifting their positions. But compared to aggressive losses seen through the rest of the week, the market remains vulnerable. Corn prices were higher in light trade today, with December corn futures about 8 cents lower per bushel. Stock markets were higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 70 points higher, while NASDAQ is up 9 points. Firm support holding in live cattle futures based on position taking in all live cattle contracts. Triple-digit moves are likely to hold given the light volume, as December and February contract months continue to hold the most aggressive gains. Sharp losses early in the week have been cut into by Friday price moves, but the tone of the market remains extremely weak, leaving the market vulnerable for another market shift lower early next week. Triple-digit gains continuing to hold in feeder cattle futures, although strong late-week support will not be considered technically significant given the aggressive pressure which developed through the week. But what this move could mean is creating a springboard to draw additional buyer support early next week. And grain futures were higher today, extending Thursday's rally on a combination of technical and fundamental buying. Follow-through gains in Asia took another leg higher after markets got going in Europe, helping to lift all boats. Corn prices posted modest gains, taking December futures to a 7-week high, testing the top of their trading channel since Labor Day. Soybeans also higher, taking November futures above its old support line and 25-day moving average, following Thursday's bullish reversal higher. And wheat prices enjoyed some follow-through buying this morning after signs of better global demand helped rally the market yesterday. December soft red winter wheat broke out of a downtrend in place since July. Hard red tested its 50-day moving average, while Minneapolis surged to new 16-week highs overnight. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.